All right, guys, it's Decision 2020. Who are you voting for? Is it going to be Donald J. Trump or is it going to be Joseph Biden? Me personally, I just want you all to vote. I know that there's a lot of animosity between, the two. I know that, a lot of people are not going to agree on this issue, and I'm not here to start any arguments. I just what with this message to encourage everyone to vote. That's the bottom line. Here in the state of Georgia, starts October 12th, so I will be voting for my candidate, which will be Joe Biden. And I'm saying that because, there's a lot of things that I just don't see another 4 years of Trump because of, the things that he says, the things that he believes. He definitely has proven himself to be a white supremacist. Definitely proved himself to be a divider of the country. He definitely proved himself to be many things that are not presidential, not professional, and definitely someone I don't want to see in the next 4 years leading our country because he's not a great leader. That's just my personal opinion. You guys can think what you want to think and say what you want to say, but. With that being said, on the other hand, I look at Joe Biden, former vice president. He definitely wants to repair the country. He's already done work to help the country get back on track. He has balanced the budget when he was in office with Obama, and he has decency and fairness when it comes to being a president. And I feel like he's definitely a better candidate. Now, I'm be honest with you. I honestly didn't want to see Joe win, but that's who I'm voting for. I actually was more inclined to vote for Bernie Sanders, but that's just the way things go. So I'm just picking the best candidate that will definitely deal with the issues that I'm concerned with. So with that being said, guys, I want you all just to take an honest look at what the president can actually do that will affect your family. How will it help the appointing of the judges, the appointing of, the new Congress members, the Senate members, House of Representatives? How will that affect you and yours? So when we vote, it's more than just voting for a president. It's definitely the judges. It's definitely, all your local leaders, your mayors, your sheriffs. Your circuit court judges, even the people that you don't think are important. Trust me, all these people who are on the ballot are very important, and they affect our families and they shape our community. So, with that being said, guys, I want you just to remember to vote, and to remember that your vote does count, especially to my black people. My Latino people, all the people of color, please vote because they wouldn't try to stop you from voting if indeed your vote didn't count. So keep that in mind. Voter suppression is real. I would vote early if I were you, and I would vote in person. That's just my personal preference because you don't want lost ballots. You can do the ballot thing, the mail-in ballot thing, but I wouldn't recommend that. Just if you can, please vote in person. And with all this being said, I want y'all to consider even this as me, a man of faith, pray that God would touch people's hearts to go vote. Because we can complain and we can say we don't like this candidate, that candidate. Well, without God touching the heart of certain people to go out there and vote, and God touching the people that are already in office, we're in trouble anyway, guys. So we have to pray for our leadership. We have to pray that God give us strong leadership, someone who's wise, someone who holds people accountable, someone who leads by example, someone who makes right decisions. Because our Bible, says clearly that righteousness exalts a nation. And if you want to see America really be great again, then you need to see someone who's going to do what's right. And that's what all I'm looking for. I hope that's what you're looking for as well. So, You guys be prayerful. You guys go out there and vote. This is my message to any and everyone to please, please, please go out there and vote and make a difference with your vote, because it will make a difference. Then you can talk about the issues after you voted. All right. Makes sense to you? Definitely makes sense to me. You guys be blessed. Y'all have a great day and go out there and vote.